Limestone Coast Triple M. Know-it-alls footy and netball show. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keatley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know. 963 Triple M.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, Southeast Footy Hub in the heart of Mount Gambier. Ray White Keatley's our sponsor, and we're going to keep country footy and netty alive today again. Kirsty Johnson, she's the girl we'll talk to about Middersea netball. Likewise, Western Border Super 6, Abby Shannon from over at Catville, Caston Sanford. Moving then to our award winners, Sip and Save, OK Pie Shop and Athlete's Foot. Now, talking serious footy, K&T. We're going to seek out Mal Coutts. Western Border, Keith Ransom. He had a good look at Caston and East Gambier last weekend, so he'll tell us how the Cats are travelling at this stage of the season. Of course, Friday night game tonight at the Kennel versus old arch rival South Gambier. Bring it on. And we'll wind up the show with Mid-South East footy. And, of course, that means we're going to have a chat to Freddie Smith, and he'll be in the heart of the SE Times down there at Millicent. Stay tuned.
963 Triple M Limestone Coast Netball with the Know-It-Alls. Local sport on the local you know. Triple M.
Yes, we're talking Middersea Netball. Welcome back, Kirsty Johnson.
Yes, good morning, Milo.
Now, taste the winner. We've got a bit of sun. You never know what's going to be presented. But Congrong, they lost to Tantanoola 8-32. How good a job did the Tigerettes defence do there, Kirsty?
Oh, look, certainly. And, you know, all the games, it would have been in trying conditions. And this game was no exception. You know, very windy. And I think Tant led from the beginning, and having a good lead of 13 goals at quarter time, It kept them, you know, in the momentum to keep that game flowing so they could keep that lead. You know, and in those sort of conditions, it is hard to peg it back. So full credit to Tant on that win against Congrong. And in the conditions, you know, it would have been terrible.
Same for both sides, and same with this game. Glencoe defeating Mount Burr match of the day, 43-40. So that gives Glencoe a bit of a jump over them for a spot in the four way down the track. So well done, the Murphys.
Yeah, it certainly was, and, you know, it all comes down to the passing, and I think there's a few passing errors in this game by both teams, and, hey, look, the finals could be, you know, be like that if any of these teams get in it. You've just got to adjust and make the most of what you've got and play to it, don't you?
Certainly do. Rematch of last year's grand final, Calandu 55 got over Hatherley 41, but that's something for Hatherley, who are a little bit of a different look side this year to build on.
Oh, look, certainly, and look, Calandu had to make some changes to get back into the game. So it just showed you that Hatherley, with Maddie Palmer back in goals, is a huge asset for them. And, you know, I've got youngster in Lara McGregor, who's not very tall, but she's a real goer in the defence line. So, you know, Klangadu had to make the changes to get back into that game and get that win. So full credit to the Hatherley girls.
Yeah, well done. Now, Nangwarra in Port Mac, competitive Nangwarra. They went down 49-39, but it wasn't all one-way traffic.
Oh, no, look, it wasn't at all. And actually, Nangwarra were able to adapt better to the windy and the wet conditions, but their lack of height in defence was probably the difference. And Megan Hine, in the end there, pulled her A game and was probably the difference in the end there. But, you know, Nangwarra, I wouldn't be disappointed with that. And I saw that game. It wasn't a high-standard game, but in the conditions, I just felt that Nangwarra were able to peg them back, and they kept within range, so good on the Saints.
Round three, lucky for some. Tantanoola will host Glencoe, and I reckon Glencoe might get another win.
Oh, look, I think Glencoe will. Ebony McDermott had a great game last week, and look, her and Olivia Fuller will have a good match-up in height-wise in their position. So I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Glencoe will come away.
Mount Burr will host Calangadu, and Calangadu will want to get back into the full swing, no mercy.
Oh, exactly. Calangadu will win this one.
Now, Hatherley and Nangwarra will clash, so another hard one for Nangers.
Oh, look, it certainly will be. They've really got no one that can stop Keston Green and Maddie Palmer in the goals. Cassie Dinnison will work hard if she is playing in the goalkeeper position, but she just lacks that height. So I think that, you know, these two goalies in Keston and Maddie will be the difference.
Two seaside towns. It all happened at Port Mac. Roba will be really fresh with the bye last week. I'm going to go for Robe, even though they're making the long trip against Port Mac.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Robe. And I think Kim Ross has always, she's a quiet achiever who works really hard in the middle area there. Megan Hine, if she can play full four quarters, but she needs the backup from Sophie Roach. in the goals. I think Robe will win this one in a closey.
Now, Kirsten, I've had a grey attack. Did we have a bet on the Carlton Blues versus the North Melbourne Roos last week?
Are you serious?
Travel safe, Kirst. See you at the netty.
See you, Milo.
963 Triple M Limestone Coast Netball with the Know-It-Alls. Local sport on the local you know. Triple M.
Yes, we're talking Western Border Netball, and our regular commentator this season, it's Abby Shannon. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Now, right from the top, you come over and tackled East Gambia, and they got you 53-21. Now, have East covered their losses from over the off-season?
Obviously, yeah, it's a huge loss to East, but they didn't seem unsettled at all in their defensive ring. They really gave us some trouble on the weekend. So, no, I think they're doing a great job.
53-21, as I said, tells a story. Now, Millicent going along their merry way, and North know where they're at. Millicent 67, North Gambia 38. So a couple of familiar experienced names and the best players for the Saints, Haley Dunn and Donna Denton. So they're still getting the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I think Saints denied them a lot of time and space, which would have stifled their forward line quite a bit. North did peg back the margin in the second quarter, but Saints, they regrouped again and stretched it back to 9 goals at halftime.
Yep, there you go, and they carried on with it. Now, West had the closest game of the day, 46, defeating South Gambia 38. So West Gambia are enjoying a couple of wins in a row, so they'll be able to settle their side down.
Yeah, that would have been a really exciting game to watch. I think both sides were missing their tall shooters. So that wouldn't have helped a great deal for them.
Now, again, Jess Bell up from the Mid-Sea, she got a hold of the ball. So she's proved to be a good recruit already, and Coach Lisa McGregor leading from the front. Now, that brings us into round three, and you're still away, which you will be for a while. But East Gambia on Friday night will do battle with South Gambia. Who do you like in that one?
I think it'll be quite a good match, but I think, yeah, East. Okay. East for the win.
At home. Now, Millicent will entertain West Gambia, so West are going to find out how settled they really are against the juggernaut.
Yes, it didn't give them much time. But I think the pressure over every shot will help West.
Now, welcome back to Mount Gambier again for the Cass and Sanford girls. North Gambia this time, and you got them on the rebound, so they're really going to be hungry for a win, the Tigerettes.
Yeah, definitely. I think North will be looking to bounce back after a patchy outing against Millicent, but we'll give it our best shot.
Now, no doubt everyone concerns working very hard to get the netball courts up, because your next home game is Saturday the 5th of May versus South, so let's hope the weather's kind, Abby, and that'll all happen and allow that game to go ahead.
Yes, we're very excited for the new courts, and hopefully the weather does hold up.
Abby Shannon, as always, thanks for your coverage. Good luck to you personally, and travel safe, everyone, and may the best teams win in Western Border Netball.
The Limestone Coast, Triple M KNT Footy. Thanks to Eagle Hawk Developments, electrical, plumbing and carpentry. Local sport on the local you know. 963 Triple M. Triple M's Limestone Coast Footballer of the Week for Sip and Save. When you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save.
Yes, as we heard, it's the Sip and Save Limestone Coast Player of the Week. And of course, when you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save. Now, on the weekend in the big league, KNT, it was round two. Well, the Mundulla Moots, who were runner-up last season, they had their first hit out, and it was against Kingston. Well, it wasn't a bad game. Up to half time, it was Kingston leading by a solitary point. But in the second half, the Moots kicked 7-3, and they won out, run out comfortable winners by 33 points. In that game, there was a player, he's a former North Gambia player, and he plays in the midfield. He's on the line. Congratulations on a good game, Will Nankerville.
Thank you, Milo.
No, my pleasure, and good to talk to you. Now, I know last year you had a season back with Mundulla and you hung around. Now, I know you reside in Adelaide and you go to uni, so it's a nice fit to go back to Mundulla and play in the KNT on weekends, obviously.
Yeah, it is. I was considering maybe giving up footy to focus on study, but having the outlet to play footy for the Moots again.
Yeah, no. Way to go. No doubt the Moot boys are on a mission this year because there was obviously a bit of disappointment. Now, as a traveller, you obviously got a train in Adelaide and you obviously get together with the other boys and head down for wherever Mandela are playing on the weekend. Where do you train in Adelaide?
So train with Adelaide Lutheran.
Yeah.
Along Goodwood Road.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they've got a heap of players there, like, you know, across a lot of divisions and that. And, yeah, train with about five other Moot blokes there.
Yeah. Now, when you're at North Gambia, you were used pretty well on the wing. Has that been the case again this year at Mandela?
Yeah, play on the wing mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Moots from last year to this year, I know you've lost a few. Have you picked up any notable recruits?
Yeah, we've got Nick Gregorke.
Yeah.
I think he used to play for like the Maitland area. He's playing.
Does he travel, Will?
He travels down from Adelaide with us. Yeah. And also got a couple of young blokes coming up.
Okay.
Senior.
Okay, and no doubt there's some senior Colts rookies that are getting their opportunity this year at Mandela. And now, Tim Williams, coach, any different style this year, or he's pretty well the same as last season when you were runners up?
Pretty much the same, I reckon. A lot of fitness and all that once again. So our main focus, and also his main focus is still intensity at the ball and that.
Now, before you headed away from Mount Gambier, you were played a lot of senior footy with North Gambier. Just a comparison and maybe the differences from Western Border senior footy to the Carrie Narra Court, how you've found it.
I've found Western Border Football League to be a lot more structured.
Yep.
Like, we learnt about certain positions in a structure, whereas in Mandela it's more like man-on-man.
Yeah.
And also feels a little bit more professional, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone's a bit more punctual
in
that.
Yeah, and no doubt the influx of the recruits that travel from Adelaide, a lot of them are ex-league or reserves players, they lift the standard. And I've always believed the games I've watched, and I try to watch the top sides at least once every season, particularly when they lob at Penola, are perhaps a quicker and more open style of footy in the KNT?
I reckon that could be the case. I'm not quite sure of that, really.
Yeah, well, you've got a bit more time to decide on that. Now, I've been talking to Will Nankerville, and he's a worthy winner of the Sip and Save Limestone Coast Football of the Week. And, of course, when you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save. Now, I'll get that voucher out to you. When you're up near Bordertown, you can head into the Bordertown Hotel and redeem that Sip and Save voucher. Or you can send it down to Dad Neil, and he can have it for Father's Day, perhaps. Will, all the best with your footy and probably more importantly, all the best with your studies at uni.
Thanks, Milo.
My pleasure.
For Limestone Coast, Triple M KNT Footy. Thanks to Eagle Hawk Developments. Electrical, plumbing and carpentry. Local sport on the local you know. 963 Triple M.
Yes, Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive. And one of my cohorts in doing that, he hails from the Carrie Narra Court Teddy Arrow Football League, precisely the KLU Cougars. Good morning, Mal Coates.
Morning, Milo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. And the Mandela Moots, they got over Kingston by 33 points. But really, from that margin, Kingston are competitive. I know the conditions play a part, but let's hope they can be competitive as the season opens up.
Yeah, I think they've got a few new players, and that's a pretty good result for them, I thought.
Yeah, this Nicholas Grigurk, as our Sip and Save winner Will Nankerville said a while ago, he's a handy pickup. So the Moots are on a mission after the disappointment of last year. Now, Penola and Kybe, there's a big story there. Penola kicked 10 goals to 1 in the last quarter to steal a game by 5 points. Now, obviously, funny business happens, and you don't know what happens behind the scenes, but the latest news is that Kybe and coach Tim Lehane have parted ways. So be interesting to see who fronts as coach tomorrow.
Yes, you just won the two games into a season. We played them first up, and they were okay. They just probably, when you've got new players, it takes time to gel. It's a strange decision.
Yeah, football club funny business. Now, KLU, your mob, out of the blocks. Gee, you got the fast start down, Pat. And Nick Murphy would have been happy. 8-3 to 2 points. Catch-up footy for Border Districts. You won by 43 points. So no injuries of note that have dampened that result?
Yeah, a couple of Cameron Hiscock will miss. He got hurt on Saturday. But, yeah, Borders were pretty good. We went to sleep after quarter time, and it was a very powerful wind blowing down the ground, which suited us for a start. So,
now, Alex Brown started the season with the Flyer. Does he travel to play?
Yes. He's a
ex-local boy.
Yeah.
He was a very promising junior. He went up to the Big Smoke, but, gee, good to have him back.
Yeah, really good, and he's playing very well in the midfield.
Yeah, now, Keith Crows, they did better with Padaway. Real indicator to me, even first quarter, but it was Keith 6 goals to 0. For the next quarters, and they won by 46 points. So, good win there, the battle of the minibus loads.
I'll tell you tomorrow night about Keith.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. No worries. We'll keep all that secret. We'll see how we go. We'll get onto the draw shortly. And Ben Simon's back with a bang with 4 goals. A win's a win. Now, Bordertown and Narracourt out of the blocks, 5-4 to 1 point, but that was it. That's all she wrote. The Roosters, cock-a-doodle-doo, 14 goals to 7, and they win by 10 points. So a good game.
Yes, obviously still got connections at Bordertown. I think they kicked 9 in the second quarter with the wind, and that was it.
Now, as you intimated, there is a round 3 this week, and KLU will host Keith. So everyone's sort of tipping they may be the side to beat. So you've got a plan to knock them off.
Well, we've just got to play the best footy we can, how we play it, and see what happens. It'll be very interesting for our guys.
Now, the battle of the top Tigers, Mundella up north and Kybe down south with a new coach. I reckon they ought to give the guy that's just coached the senior women's premiership, 1-for-1, Luke Grosling a go, because the senior boys haven't won a flag for 44 years. He comes along and wins one. So anyway, we'll wait and see. All right, I'm going to go for Mundella because it's a big ask for Kybe to regroup.
Well, this is a big ask, and you'd think Mundella would be able to get over them, but funny things have happened.
Narracourt, Lucendale, who do you like?
Lucendale easily.
Yeah, they're going to get better. And I'll tell you what, when the points decision on school teacher at Robe, Tom Watchell, was handed down, I think if it doesn't go the Roosters' way, he'll be back at Lucendale. They'll even be more powerful, particularly in the midfield and ruck, etc. Padaway will host Bordertown. This should be a good indicator. Who do you like?
Yeah, I think it'll be a very good... Bordertown, a few new players and up and about having a win, they'll go down there over to Padaway full of confidence. But if Padaway are going to be a force, you'd think they should be able to get over the Roosters, but it's going to be an even game.
Will Penola Eagles soar over Border Districts?
Yes. Well, I think Borders were pretty good last week. Conditions helped them. I think they're a lot better side than what we saw last year, but I think Penola at home should be too strong.
You keep everyone cool and calm on that bench, Mal.
Not too many worries at the minute, but we'll find out Saturday when we play Keith. It might get a bit heated.
Look forward to the results coming through and talking to you next Friday morning.
With pleasure, Milo, as usual. The Limestone Coast, Triple M. Western Border Footy. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keighley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know. Triple M rocks footy. 963 Triple M. Triple M's Western Border Player of the Week for the OK Pie Shop. Celebrating over 60 years of traditional baking. Yes, Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive. And, of course, as we heard, it's the OK Pie Shop
Player of the Week, thanks to the OK Pie Shop, celebrating over 60 years of traditional baking. Now on the weekend, round two of Western Border footy, and I centred on the Millicent North Gambier clash. Another test for Millicent, and they passed it nicely with a 41-point victory in pretty inclement winter conditions. And out of that game, there was a player who's returned to his home club this year, and he's on the line. Congratulations, Hamish Gordon, on a good game.
Cheers, Milo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate my pleasure. It. Now, you've done the full circle, played your junior footy and through the ranks at Millicent.
Yep.
Up to Ganeld. What level did you end up playing at Ganeld?
I done my juniors there, and then I started league pre-season and halfway through that, head to Foss, so Simon Quinn got me there.
Yeah, Foss Camden, that's just up the road, and they really benefit from the lads that perhaps don't make it every week at Ganeld, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of lads have back there, so pretty much most of the lads out there are Sacred Heart or Manual lads, so yeah, they're all really good blokes. So,
You got your premiership, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, first year out there, managed to get one, which was good. Yeah,
Some guys play their whole career and don't get a flag. So enjoy
year, that one.
Now you're in Adelaide, so you're one of the travellers. Now who comes up with you as well in terms of ex-Millicent boys?
All local lads. So we've got Matty Doherty, James Weir, Will Fleming, and Hamish Nitsky. So yeah, there's five of us coming back for the year, which is good.
So when you all come together, there's a bit of reminiscing and footy talk.
Yeah, which is good. So there's always plenty to talk about. Makes it a lot easier.
Now, where do you train during the week?
I'm training with Foss Cannon, obviously my club up here that I've played for the last 3 years. So Simon Quinn, he's let me train with them still, which I'm really appreciative of him. So it's good.
Yeah, no, that's good. Now, Millicent this year, you've been away for a while. Obviously, it's starting to get a bit of feeling and anticipation there because it looks like Clint Gallio's got a pretty good group together.
Yeah, the club's back where it should be. Real good vibes around the club. Clint definitely knows his stuff. He has got everyone on the same page, which is good, where the club is. That's like that. So, it's within early days, but everyone's excited for the year ahead.
Now, that'll be a real bonus when he comes back because, of course, he had that total knee recon. Yeah. It's usually 12 months, and no doubt he won't rush it. And because you guys are winning, and if you can keep winning, as you know, you only got to make the final four in the Western Border Super Six, and you're in with a chance, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's looking like a pretty even comp, but as I said, anything can happen in finals. So, it should be a real bonus to get him back. So, he's looking to come back.
Now, Hamish, what age are you now?
Just turned 23.
Okay, still a lot of footy ahead of you, and as you said, you've obviously picked up a lot of things on the way and been given a lot of advice probably as well from the old man.
Yeah.
Now, where do you want to improve your footy this year as one of the key components of that Millicent Saints side?
Obviously, I'm spending a bit of time in the midfield, that's pretty much most of my juniors, and up here I've played midfield, swapping forward, but it's just more, I just want to have a real good year with the team, just do whatever I can to make everyone better. Real good getting around the young fellas. That obviously, they're younger than me, the juniors down there, and now I'm playing with them. So, it's good getting around them, which is, it's good.
Well, I haven't seen you play since you went away, and I'm looking forward to seeing you play, but I could imagine your game's still based around getting the hard ball and perhaps feeding it out as well as the outside game. So do you feel you're getting to that point you're a complete footballer and maybe a couple of goals as well, which you did on the weekend?
Yeah, it's always nice to get a couple of goals. So, when it's my turn to go, I suppose, like everyone in our team, put your head over it and, so give it to the outside runners. But, try to see myself as a hard inside midfielder. But, it's good to get down there and kick a couple.
Yeah. Now, the big one for Millicent to me, and it goes with success, I think you've got a bit of depth, so you've got that opportunity to keep the heat on in the engine room.
Yeah, we should. So, we've got a lot of depth at the moment. We've still got a few players that come back in from injury, so which is good, and there's a few lads in the P's pushing for a spot. So, it's good vibe in the club.
Now, I've been talking to Hamish Gordon, and he's an ex-Millicent boy who's now a traveller from Adelaide, and he's a worthy winner of our OK Pie Shop Western Border Player of the Week. Get in there and see Ronnie Dim and tell him Uncle Milo sent you. Now, of course, I'll get that $50 voucher out to you, and you can enjoy. Good luck for your footy for the rest of the year, Hamish.
Yep, no worries. Appreciate that, Milo.
The Limestone Coast, Triple M. Western Border Footy. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keighley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know.
Triple M rocks footy.
963 Triple M.
It's Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive, of course, with the help of Ray White, Keighley and the Know-It-Alls footy team. Long-term valued member of the team. He's out in the middle of the forest. Good morning, Keith Hooker-Ransom.
Good morning, Milo.
Another beautiful day ahead of us. Now, Keith, it was round two, Western Border Super 6, of course, and there's life in the competition, and that's what we've wanted. Now, West Gambier got over South Gambier by 40 points, so that's their first win and something to build on there. Lawrence Bradley Brown, he's had a great start to the season, and anyway, we'll keep an eye on proceedings there. Now, Millicent North Gambier clash, big test for Millicent, and they passed it with flying colours, winning by 41 points and sprinkled the goals around. And as we heard, Hamish Gordon, what an asset coming back to the club. He gets the hard ball and he feeds it out and he can also finish. So that's the sort of recruit you want. So it's good for Millicent, isn't it, Keith?
Oh, look, I had a choice of picking teams last week, Milo, and I only picked one out of three games. And it's a pleasure to see Millicent get up and even West to get over the South. But you look at South score there at half-time, 2-2. Long time since you've seen that.
Now, Keith, you had a look at Cass and Sanford versus East over at the Kennel. Now, Cass and Sanford, and the scores seem to indicate it, were they in control all day or did East threaten to take the game away from them?
Probably were in control for most of the day, Milo, because the score tells you that, like you said. I did mention last week that I thought East got off to a slow start against North. And it's not that they got off to a slow start. They were slow for the four quarters. They just, I don't know, I think the hunger was more towards Cass than in individual players. And that's not just saying about their best players. I'm talking the whole team.
Mm.
You could just see the hunger in the side that they wanted to be successful on that day. And East, unfortunately, waited till the last quarter. They did play well in the last. And Rumbelow's three shots on goal in the last, probably not the dying minutes of the game, but actually early in the quarter. If he had converted those three goals, or three shots, sorry, we would have had a hell of a ball game for the last 10 minutes of the game because East had a nice breeze. Cassin were full of run, but just those unfortunate misses by Rumbelow cost East dearly. But no, it could take nothing away from Cassin and Milo. They were hungry. They were out to prove a point, and I think they're on the march.
Might be the real deal. Now, obviously, East Gambier, they've got seven premiership players who are currently on the list, so we haven't heard anything to say they won't play at some stage this year. So that's a positive going ahead. Now, the Cats, the only player of note that was out was Michael Cumming, and the smooth mover in the midfield, one of their travellers. But, gee, Dylan Ayton and Callum Curry, they obviously lifted their work rate with plenty of possessions and three goals apiece.
Yeah, look, that's the key word too. Callum Curry's just an all-round footballer, Milo, and he's three goals were sensational. Like, he kept them in the game early, or got him the lead early, I should say, because he kicked two in the first 10 minutes of the game. So they're up and running, and of course you can't go past the ex-coach and Dylan Ayton. He was up and running again, and it's good to see that he's concentrating on his footy and not the player. So. it all good. Look, Tom Sullivan was in and out of the game all day, and young number eight Jackson Gibbs, he was good. Trent Nisbet across centre half back. You know, the list goes on. Steve-O, they just got all round winners all over the ground, Milo. So far so good to Castle. I mean, it's a long season to go yet, and like you suggested, with these players, East need to get them back into their side. Matthew McCullum played in the reserves on Saturday, so I'd assume he'd get a Guernsey this Friday tonight, actually, Milo. So if he gets a Guernsey, that's a welcome back for Matthew McCullum. It'll be a huge boost to East. But they had a lot of players that were down, Milo, and they just need to get that bit of hunger back into their game. And I think eventually they'll get there.
Now, they got Ton and Shannon back from the Rebels, so number 33, so that's going to happen all year, and he will be available for finals, and unless something dire happens, the Cats are going to play finals. Now, Will McDonald, how did you find him? His ruck work was good against West. Took him a while to sort of get back into the tempo Western Border footy. He couldn't get back as quick as he could in the mid-sea to block up and take a couple of grabs. How did you see big Will McDonald coming back to Western Border?
Well, I look at him, Milo, as a mature footballer now, not as the Will McDonald that first left Cat.
Nah, he's only a young fella, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. If you go back all those years when he first went to the Bay, he was so good at what he did. He could run either into the ground.
Mm.
And I think he's just taken that casual approach, and not in the casual sense that he's lazy at it. He just knows the bigger grounds.
Yep.
The ball moves a little bit quicker, and you can't get to the contested ball like you used to.
No.
So, no, look, he played his part. He took some strong marks, and when he rested up 40, it was a headache for East, and he did win the ruck contest again. The young fellow for East, Kurt Rodas, he copped an injury early, and unfortunately I was disappointed with some of the umpiring decisions because the backup ruckman didn't bother going for the ball. He just went straight for young Rodas.
Mm.
And that's not football anymore, Milo, as you know, as a ex-ruckman. So.
Mm.
And also, while you're talking about Tyron Shannon, he actually went off with a bad injury.
Okay.
And I don't know whether he'd come back onto the field, but we'll have to wait and see if he's picked this week. But back to Will, yeah, look, like I said, a mature footballer, Milo, and he's very good at what he does.
Looking at the time, Keith, round three tonight over at the Kennel. Woof, woof, East Gambier will host South Gambier under the lights. East Gambier for you?
Yeah, look, South are in trouble, Milo, and we can only hope they can get better as they go on.
Okay.
I'll go for East.
Doggies for me as well. And Millicent on Saturday, tomorrow, will host West Gambier. And I think this will be a crackerjack game, only because it's at home. Saints for me. What about you?
Oh, tough one, isn't it, to call? Yeah, go for Millicent only because of the home ground advantage.
Okay, North Gambier, you've got a rebound. Caston are on the road again. And I reckon they're going to win this one.
Caston and Sanford, Milo for me.
All right, Keith. Tonight, you enjoy the footy. I'm going to sneak over there and have a look, and we can have another look at another game for the Ray White Kitley Know-It-Alls footy team. Keith, you be good in the forest, and we'll see you at the footy.
We'll see you there.
Triple M, Mid-Southeast footy for the Matthews Hotels, the Gambier, the Southeastern, and the Park Hotels. Supporting grassroots footy in the Southeast. Triple M's Mid-Southeast Footy League Player of the Week. For the Athlete's Foot, visit one of their expert fit technicians at the Athlete's Foot Mount Gambier.
Yes, Milo, Footy Central, Triple M, keeping country footy alive. And as you know, we're talking mid-sea footy, and it is the Athlete's Foot Player of the Week. And a big thank you to Athlete's Foot Mount Gambier. Visit one of their expert fit technicians at Athlete's Foot Mount Gambier. $50 voucher. Now, the game that caught my eye, it was one of the close ones in mid-sea footy. Tandanula and Congrong down at Hawkeville. Half time, it was the Hawks by 4 points, and that final quarter was a shootout. The Tigers, 5 goals. The Hawks, 4 goals. And in the end, Tandanula kicked 4 more points, and they won the game by that margin. And in that game, there was a roaming forward who bagged 5 goals. And as a bonus, he picked up the John Rogers Memorial Medal, which is a little bit early, but it's for the Anzac Day game. Good morning. Congratulations, Braden Riley from the Tandanula Footy Club.
How you going, Milo?
Yeah, no, you had a good day. Now, the weather, usually it's not a day for forwards, so you must have been pretty happy with your form in those inclement conditions.
Yeah, no, actually got away with the weather. It didn't rain one bit down at Congrong. The wind was a bit shocking, but that was about it.
Now, 5 goals. How did your goals come out of that 10 for the team?
One was grabbed it out of the ruck and kicked the goal. The other one was set shot, and the other couple of snaps.
So no gimmies over the top by teammates?
No, mate, no.
Now, Robbie Versace will be sniffing around. It's a welcome back to the club. He's had a jaunt to Queensland, then to Adelaide, and he loves kicking a goal. I see he bagged 3. Was he hovering at your feet all day?
Nah, Robbie's great to have back at the club. He stood up real well in the last quarter and kicked 3 vital goals for us. So, yeah, it's good to have him back around. Bit of experience in the team too.
Now, Tandanula had a bit of a development year last year. Now, you picked up a few recruits. Sam Hannaford played a bit of footy, the big fella from North Adelaide. He didn't play on the weekend. My understanding, he won't be available, or he may be available this week. But Bradley White has got a connection with you through your sister from Adelaide. Tell us about Bradley, the type of footballer he is. I see he got a mention on the weekend.
Yeah, Brad's great. He's in and under, in the guts, loves to get the hard balls. Yeah, he's going to be real good for us this year.
Now, your own game, you're 28 years old. You've been around a while. You are still consciously looking to improve your footy?
Oh, yeah, always trying to improve, mate, in any way I can. This year we've had a great pre-season and, I'm just more relaxed this year and, trying to have a bit of fun.
Now, with any club, particularly in country leagues, the lifeblood is the youngsters coming through from senior Colts to play league footy. Now, who are some of the youngsters that have made an impact and we should keep our eye out for?
Roy Osborne.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a first full-time A-grader now, so he's only just 18.
What position?
He plays up centre-half forward and swaps with me, or this game he swaps with me down forward, and Ken Clunkable.
Yep. So you boys work out that rotation between yourselves?
Yep. Yeah, we just sort it out ourselves when either one of us aren't having a good run, we just get up the ground a bit and have a bit of a run around, get the hands on the ball.
Yeah, so you've got that licence to present further up the ground, even for the kick-outs from fullback, no doubt.
Yep.
Okay, you've got to just keep presenting. Now, looking at Tant last year to this year, I'm getting the message, you're probably expecting to be an improved lineup.
Yeah, definitely. We should improve, as I said before, with the pre-season we've had, a couple of new recruits to the side, and I reckon we'll be definitely pushing top four this year, I reckon.
Now, the goal kickers and the best players that come through to me on the old email were all over the shop. You didn't even get a mention, but obviously the umpires, they saw your game, and no doubt you're obviously very nice to them because you picked up that medal.
There was a bit of a stuff up, but Pitsy would have been loving it.
Now, I've been talking to Braden Riley, and he had a big weekend. He was a big part of Tandanula's four-point victory over Congrong. He kicked 5 out of 10 goals as a rotating key forward, and as a bonus, he picked up the John Rogers Memorial Medal, which is a little bit early for Anzac, but well done, and no doubt you'll cherish that medal, and probably more so when you're my age.
Definitely, mate.
Now, if you can just drop into Athlete's Foot and pick up that $50 voucher and enjoy.
Too easy, mate. We'll
all do the best for your footy for the rest of the season, Braden.
Cheers, my way.
Triple M, Mid-Southeast Footy for the Matthews Hotels, the Gambia, the Southeastern and the Park Hotels. Supporting grassroots footy in the Southeast.
Yes, we move to the Family League. Middersea, regular commentator, hails from the SE Times, eyes and ears of the lower southeast. Good morning, Freddie Smith.
Yes, good morning to you, Milo.
Now, we had a bit of winter footy last weekend, which gave a few indicators, I suppose, but of course, a long way to go, Freddie, and Tantanula and Congerong clashed. And we knew this was going to be the match of the day, 5-8-6-6 at three-quarter time, the Hawks by 4 points. Well, that reversed, and Tantanula headed home with a win of 4 points.
Yes, Milo, indeed. A great game from Braden Riley. You've given him an award this week and the John Rogers Memorial Medalist as well. So a terrific effort from with him for 5 goals. And he was obviously the difference between the Tigers and the Hawks.
And let's hope he eventually gets the right medal, but that's another story. Now, Freddie, Mount Buir and Glencoe clashed. Always a good game. A little bit of friendly rival over the decades. But the Buir boys, 26-point margin.
Yeah, I think they'd be happy to come away from Glencoe on a stormy day with those points, Milo. They lost there last year on a yucky day as well. A couple of injuries in both sides to key players. Watch out for those. So Glencoe, much better than round one. Mount Buir, not quite as good as round one.
Now, Clangadu and Hatherley, will the Do boys, it was 6-8, 7-7 at three-quarter time, game on. The Eagles by 5 points, but Clangadu dug deep and a little bit of revenge for the finals fade out last year, won by 9 points.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty footy, Milo, but these two sides will be really around the mark. Come September, they'll go well into the finals series. I like the look of Ben Gregory, a recruit to Clangadu. They look sharp. They had that little bit extra when the pressure was applied, and they'd be very happy to get one up on the Eagles.
Now, Coach Chris Mules, he'd be wrapped in the effort, the breakout game by young ruckman Liam Hay, and he's got a lot of work on his shoulders, perhaps to another Mules turns up as the season progresses, the young ruckman. So that's a real big tick to him in a top game.
Yes, and they've got had to take on Haverley's new vice-captain in the big Waring fellow, Sam Waring, the new vice-captain, and he did it well.
There you go. We'll have a good clash with the ruckman. Now, Port Mac and Nangwari clashed, and it was raining goals, 43 to be exact, 258-point margin. I nominated him, Jakey Turner, 12 big ones, Ned Wilkie, 8, and James Bald. He slipped in for 7, so that was predictable. But Nangers, hang in there and just do your best.
Yeah, they've still got a very positive outlook, Milo. There's not pretty scoreboard results, but they play some good passages of the footy. They just can't finish it off and get those vital goals.
There's no truth in the rumour that Facebook Silly Season side is running a book on who'll kick 50 first against Nangers and can someone kick 60, but you'll have to check that out. Now, there is a round of footy this week, and it is round 3. Tantanoola and Glencoe clash, and there's a little bit of special prize on this one, isn't there, Freddie?
Oh, there's a very special prize indeed, Milo. Neil Von Duvey died several years ago, but he was a footballer at the Tigers and the Murphys, and a good umpire as well in the Mid-SC, and they give a trophy each year to the winning team, and the best on ground gets the medal as well, so a big prize indeed, and I think the Tigers at home will get over the Murphys.
Yeah, no, that'll be a good one. And I think my news is the Tigers get back Captain Jordan Williams, and I reckon Cameron Saint's back in, and they won't see Sam Hannaford for another week. So, gee, they're going to be a work in progress, the Tigers.
You are well informed, Milo.
Yeah, I've got my miles everywhere. Mount Burr will host Kalangadoo, and, gee, this is going to be a terrific test down at the Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, it's going to be a terrific game, Milo. I know there might be one key Mozzie on the sidelines, but there's plenty there. There won't be much in it, but I still can't see Mount Burr losing a game this year.
Okay, you're talking Chris Piotti. I'm going to be different and go for the do. Anything can happen. Now, Hatherley will host Nangwari, and maybe, if the weather's right, they might get that 50 goals.
Well, we'll see, Milo. Hatherley have got a good side, but they're missing one of their key players interstate for a couple of weeks. Nangwari will have some players coming back into the side, so the margin might be closer than you think.
Battle of the Seasides, Port Mac will host Robe. I think Robe will win, and the big interest will be, and it'll happen, or it may have even happened, and we haven't been told, Tom Watchell might have got the points to play for Robe. But either way, cock-a-doodle-doo, Roosters for me.
Yes, indeed, Milo. It's a long, long drive for the Adelaide Travellers for Robe. It's their longest drive of the season, but you're quite right. They will come away with the premiership points.
Freddie, you can take us out.
Save the footy.